in this very deep and beautiful prayer, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, one of our most beloved forefather acharyas, has set the mood of how to cultivate genuine devotional service, which culminates in love for Krishna. Taught us how to cultivate the feelings of love and separation. This was their empowered commission given by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Srila Prabhupada explains that tears, when they come from the eyes, when they are artificial, when they are for name, fame, those tears wash away the conclusions of the teachings of the Vedas. But when tears come from the very core of our hearts in a spirit of humility, feeling ourselves insignificant, unqualified, longing for mercy, in separation from the Lord and His devotees, those tears are the nectaring water that nourishes the seed of pure love of God within the heart. All of our activities in Krishna consciousness are meant to nourish that bhakti lata bij, that seed of devotion within our hearts, and help others to do the same. That is the simple and complete understanding of the purpose of our lives: to nourish love of God, Krishna consciousness, and to help others to do the same. People wander in this world through the 14 planetary systems, sometimes through various universes. In the cycle of birth and death, trying to find satisfaction through the mind and the senses. But as Prahlad Maharaj has explained, the effort for happiness in this material world is the actual cause of all suffering. Yehi samsparashta ca bhoga dukha jonaya evate atyanta vanta konte yanate shuramate buddha. That within all pleasures that are not connected to the soul's relation with Krishna, in each of those pleasures is the seed of future pain. So material life really means nourishing the weeds of material desires. A devotee, by hearing from the great acharyas and the holy scriptures, understands with conviction the futility of such an effort. But that is not an easy thing. Because the entire world is propagating with great fervor the glories of material enjoyment. Maya Devi has empowered her creation with such sophisticated, such empowered propaganda to convince us that we are this body and we are the enjoyer. Therefore, the association of devotees is so very, very critical to our spiritual survival. Because in that association, we remind one another constantly that material enjoyment is not what we are looking for. The propaganda of this world is a huge lie. Maya has come to cheat us. That real satisfaction comes through watering the creeper of devotion within our hearts. So for this reason, we have come to this holy dham of Sri Mayapur. This pilgrimage is only taking place because we have received causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. We should not take this pilgrimage as an ordinary holiday. We should come here in the spirit of very humble, desperate beggars. In the mood that Narottam Das Thakur has personified in this beautiful song. We are begging for mercy because it is mercy alone that can save us. And there is no more suitable place in all of creation to beg for mercy than Sri Navadvip Dham. Srila Prabhupada explained that within this universe, the most important place is the planet Earth. Because it is here on earth that the Lord has performed the maximum of His transcendental pastimes. Now on this earth, the holiest place is Bharat Bhumi, the land of India, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead has personally descended in so many ways. There are so many holy places. It is the very seat of true Dharma on this planet. The holiest place in India is Vrindavan, Madhurya Dham. But that same Vrindavan has appeared as Sri Navadvip, Audarya Dham. Madhurya Dham is the place that Lord Sri Krishna eternally enjoys his loving pastimes with his most intimate associates. Sri Vrindavan Dham is that place where Krishna reveals the most confidential secrets of the spiritual world to this world. Sri Navadvip, Odarya Dham, is the place where Sri Sri Radha Krishna, in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally distributes the love of Vrindavan. For no price at all, to all souls, not considering material designations, only that we accept with a grateful heart and follow the principles. So yes, Sri Navadvip Dham is holy place, holiest place of earth. And Srila Prabhupada explained that in Mayapur Dham, we are very much concerned with the Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir, because it is from here that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will attract millions and millions of people from all walks of life. We are so fortunate to be here. According to our Vaishnav Shastras, one step in Mayapur Dham is like performing 10,000 Ashwamedha Yajnas. I'm sorry, millions. I should not create an offense of minimizing the glories of the Dham. Every step you take in Sri Mayapur Dham, one gets more credit than performing millions of Ashwamedha Yajnas. What yogis achieve in 10 years in other holy places, one can gain even more result just by spending 3 nights in Sri Navadvip Dham. Sri Navadvip is considered to be crest jewel of all holy places. In the age of Kali, other holy places become covered by the influence of material energy. Of course, the holy place is always pristine. The holy place is always all-powerful. But the veil of Maya covers these holy places, and they appear to lose their potencies. But Navadvip Dham, the land of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ever increases in spiritual power as the age of Kali proceeds. Why is this? This is a very great and important subject that we would like to discuss briefly tonight. Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. That means he is the original source of all avatars. Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, describes many, many of the principal incarnations of the Lord. when the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends from the spiritual world to fulfill His various purposes, He shows His mercy on this world. There is the Yugavatars, who established the recommended process for the particular age. There is Leelavatars, who perform beautiful pastimes to attract our hearts and our minds, and to also establish spiritual truths. There is the Gunavatars, who take charge of the three modes of material nature. There is the Purushavatars. They perform the incredible pastimes of creating this material existence. Karono Dakshai Vishnu, Garbo Dakshai Vishnu, Kiro Dakshai Vishnu. Then there is the Manvantaras, who take great responsibility for overseeing humanity. And then there is the Shakyaveshavatars, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead very specifically and personally empowers a living entity to fulfill His mission within this world. Bhagavatam describes that the avatars of the Lord are like waves in the ocean. They are countless. But of them all, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original source. He is Swayam Bhagavan. He alone possesses all the six opulences of wealth, knowledge, strength, beauty, fame, and renunciation in full. All incarnations of all the various categories are all emanating from Krishna, who is the fountainhead of all avatars. Only once in a day of Brahma does Krishna personally appear with His full opulences to reveal the highest state of spiritual love, which is personified only by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. It is explained in our scriptures that there are four yugas: Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. These four yugas together are considered one Divya Yuga. Seventy-one Divya Yugas equal one Manvantara. And 14 Manvantars, or Manus, equal one day of Brahma, which was equal to about 4,320,000,000 years. That is a day of Brahma. Only once in a day of Brahma does the Lord Sri Krishna appear in His original form to enact His Vrindavan Leela on this earth. That is at the time of the Vaibhasvat Manu, who is the seventh Manu, during the time of his 28th Divya Yuga. In that same day of Brahma, Krishna appears again in the age of Kali. The reason is given by Krishna Himself, and it is recorded in Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once in a day of Brahma, Krishna reveals the Leela of Vrindavan, where the higher rasas of love are exchanged between himself and his devotees. In Vrindavan, Yashoda Mayi binds Krishna with the rope of her love. In Vrindavan, Lord Sri Krishna even cries and weeps in fear of his mother, Yashoda. This is the power of the intimacy of that love. Queen Kunti prays in great wonder that even fear personified fears Krishna. But Krishna is frightened by Mother Yashoda. He's weeping. His lips are trembling. His limbs are shivering. And he's begging for mercy from his mother. Within the holy scriptures, the greatest of scholars and sages are praying to Krishna for mercy. And he is praying to his mother for mercy. That is Vrindavan Leela. Yes, in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj asks Krishna, please bring my shoes. And Krishna, when as a small child, Bal Gopal and Gokul Mahavan, he does not take these shoes in an ordinary way. But he, with great effort, he places Nanda Baba's wooden sandals on top of his head and brings them to his father. In fact, we are so happy that one of the Goswamijis of Nandagaon has joined us for this wonderful yatra. Thank you very much for blessing us. And the gopas, they will play with Krishna. They will eat their food. And if it tastes very nice, they want to share it. They will take it out of their mouth and say, Krishna, please try this. And sometimes they will wrestle with Krishna. And Krishna will accept defeat from gopas. And to show the whole world that he is defeated by the love of his devotee, he will carry that gopa on his shoulders, which is a public admission of defeat. And the Braj gopis, they will reproach Krishna, sometimes even chastise Krishna. Krishna tells gopis that your love and surrender is so great that it is impossible for me to repay you even in an entire day of Brahma. I have no wealth. I have no wealth in all the spiritual and material worlds that is equal to your love for me. So therefore I am eternally a debtor to your love. So these rasas of friendship, servitude, friendship, for parenthood and conjugal love are only present in their full-fledged intimacy in Vrindavan. So Krishna, in the mercy of his heart, was thinking how to give these rasas of Brajbhumi to this world. No other avatar can do it. Hare Krishna. There is no other incarnation that can deliver this benediction to the world. Only myself can I do it personally. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanama dharmasya tadatmanam surajamyaham. That he appears again and again in many millennium after millennium. Why? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskratam dharma samstapanaradaya sambhavami juke juke. To deliver the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, and to re-establish the principles of religion. But to give to the world, the rasas of Vrindavan, only the full-fledged Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, can do that. So yes, once in a day of Brahma, Krishna reveals the secrets of Vrindavan to the world. And only once in that same day of Brahma does Krishna come again with all of his full opulences to distribute it to the world. And that is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the ecstatic Mahabhav or love of Sri Radharani. I have heard that His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj has given a very eloquent description of Lord Chaitanya's three internal reasons for appearing in this world. Such a great fortune. You have had the association over the last day or two with Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, who was a resident of Navadvip, born in Jagannath Puri, very special soul, born and raised in Puri, met the devotees in the presence of Lord Jagannath, and came to Navadvip. And his own beloved spiritual master, His Holiness Srila Jayapatak Swami Maharaj, who since the late 1960s, Maharaj has been taking devotees all over Navadvip Dham and Parikramas. Srila Prabhupada has especially instructed him and empowered him to reveal the holy Dham to the world. And of course, you have had His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj, who is from New Vrindavan. Prabhupada said New Vrindavan is non-different than Vrindavan, which is non-different than Navadvip. And he has many years of wonderful realizations due to his selfless surrender. So yes, we have been hearing about the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent. Krishna wanted to understand the happiness of Srimati Radharani. A happiness that even he could not understand. He is the Supreme, he is Ram, he is the reservoir of all pleasure. But still, the experience that he saw in Radharani, in her loving service to him, brought her such unlimited pleasure that even he could not conceive. He wanted to understand, what is the happiness she feels when she serves me? What is the nature of her pleasure? And what is it about me that brings her such ecstasy? These are three questions that Krishna, who is the knower of everything, could not fathom. That is the power of love. That is to what extent that love conquers the supreme object of love, Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. Vedaham samatitani bharatamanani charjuna bhavashani chabutani mamtu vedana kashchana. Krishna knows everything, past, present and future. He knows all living beings. He knows everything. But it is his eternal lila that he's always trying to understand the nature of the love of his devotee. Srimati Radharani is the source of all love. She is the Fadini Shakti, the pleasure potency of the Lord. In giving pleasure, we derive greater happiness than in receiving pleasure. That is the science of bhakti. And this Krishna has proven in this pastime. And that is a universal principle. Pure devotional service means without a tinge of desire for our own personal interest. In service, our heart feels real satisfaction. In trying to enjoy scholarship, position, wealth, fame, trying to enjoy any of these things does not give satisfaction to the heart, only mind and senses. The heart's satisfaction is through service. Savai pung sang paro dharma yato bhakturid hokshajaya hoitiki aprati hataya yatma supratsidati. The supreme occupation for all humanity is loving service to the Lord. Such service must be unconditional, unmotivated, uninterrupted, to completely satisfy the self. Why? Because it is our constitutional nature. Jivera swarupoi krishnera nityadas. In Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sri Sanatan Goswami, this was the first principle he established, that we are eternally servants of Krishna. And how to best serve Krishna? Gopi bhartur padakamalayora das dasanu das, to be the servant of the servant of his servant. And when that service is with unmotivated, unconditional love, it conquers Krishna. Even Krishna wants to understand the nature of that love. Even Krishna wants to taste the happiness of that love. So the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who is Rasaraj, appeared in this world to personally experience the love of Srimati Radharani and to distribute that love to the world. To give the world entrance into Sri Vrindavan Dham. For only he could personally give that. When Srila Prabhupada would talk about Lord Chaitanya, he would sometimes refer to him in this way. Only 500 years ago, the Lord appeared in Sri Navadvipa Dham. Now, for us, 500 years is a long time. Just a few years ago, in America, they celebrated the 500th anniversary of Christopher Columbus discovering America. Yes, it's considered something very ancient. But Srila Prabhupada, very recently, 500 years. Because the next time he comes is after 4,320,000,000 years. So 500 years is hardly a few breaths in comparison. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the garland of Nam, Harinam, and praying Krishna love, Krishna's love, and garlanded the entire world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared himself to be a gardener. He has brought to this world unlimited fruits of love of God. Lord Chaitanya himself, in his pastimes, as we will hear during this Mayapur Yatra, he came to taste the sweet fruits of love of God. He came to taste the sweetness of his devotees' love for him. But he also came to distribute those fruits to everyone and anyone without discrimination. The only qualification is our willingness to accept. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed. He prayed to all of his followers, help me distribute these fruits of love of God. Everyone is looking for happiness. It is only the juice of this fruit that can bring real happiness to anyone. Srila Prabhupada was once asked, what pleases you most? Of course, we know there are many practical services within the Hare Krishna movement. But the essence of all service, Prabhupada revealed in his answer, what pleases me most is when you love Krishna. Because he is simply here distributing the fruits of love on behalf of Krishna. So really what he's saying, what pleases me most, is if you simply accept these fruits wholeheartedly and taste them and distribute that nectar to others. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended with his confidential associates, Krishna Varnam Fisa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparashanam Yagyai Sankirtanai Purayam Yajanti Hishumedasha. Srimad Bhagavatam declares that those who have good intelligence, they will worship the Supreme Lord, who comes not in a blackish complexion. It is revealed in 10th canto that he appears in a beautiful golden complexion. He comes with his associates. And with his associates, he distributes the holy name. Because through the holy name of Krishna, the purification of the heart can easily take place. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gathir Anyata. In this age of Kali Yuga, it is only the holy name that can bring us to the ultimate realization of pure love of God. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. What in Satya Yuga one had to attain through tens and thousands of years of austerities and meditation. In Treta Yuga, by performance of inconceivable, impossible yajnas. In Dwapara Yuga, through perfect, regulated worship of the Lord in the temple. That same result is easily achieved in Kali Yuga simply through the chanting of the holy names. Thus it is said, Kalero dosa nidei rajan asti hekumahan kirtanareva krishnasya mukta sangha parabraja. The age of Kali is an ocean of faults, but there is one benediction, that simply by chanting Krishna's holy names one can attain not liberation, but the supreme perfection of liberation, which is prema bhakti. Yes, we can attain mystic powers, higher planets, or impersonal liberation, or other types of material enjoyment through other processes. But to actually attain the Vaikuntha region of pure love of God, that is only possible in the age of Kali, through the chanting of the holy names. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates, especially the Panchatattva. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that the Panchatattva has plundered the storehouse of love of God to distribute the contents freely. As we have explained, when Sri Shivata and Krishna appeared in this world, they displayed their Vrindavan Leela. But it is only accessible to those who have pure, unconditional, intimate, spontaneous love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna in one form. And with his expansions of the Panchatattva, they have plundered the storehouse of Vrindavan's love of God and distributing the contents freely throughout the entire world to anyone. Therefore, Rupa Goswami prayed, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Dveshena. That of all incarnations, he is the most magnanimous, he is the most merciful. He is the very ocean of compassion to all living beings. Swarup Damodar Goswami explains, he's giving what no other incarnation is given. He's freely given the conjugal love of Vrindavan to the world. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Love of God is the very nature of the heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadya Kabunoi. That Krishna Prema is dormant within everyone's heart. But it has been forgotten since time immemorial. It has been covered with endless layers of material attachments and conditionings. When you look at a mirror, you are supposed to see yourself. But when the mirror has generations and lifetimes, a collection of dust and debris, all you see is those pollutants. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us his own holy names. Through the chanting of the holy names, we can clean the mirror of the heart and realize our original Krishna consciousness. Directly experience that in this very life. But there is a problem. Even people who worship Radha and Krishna for millions of births, sometimes they never achieve that love because of their offenses. Because they worship with offense. Because they chant with offense. Knowing this apparently unsolvable dilemma, the Lord has appeared as Gaura Nithai, Sri Nithai Gaura Chandra. Because by chanting the holy names of Nithai Chaitanya, one eradicates offenses. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra under the grace and mercy of Nithai Gaura Chandra, then we can overcome all of these offenses. because they do not accept our offenses. We see practically in Vrindavan, when demons would come, what did Krishna do? He liberated them in various ways. Putana came and he sucked out her life. Vatsasura came, he picked up that little calf and smashed him to the ground dead. Aristasura at Aritagram near Radhakund, he came and there Krishna just kicked him with his lotus soft foot. Yashoda Mai is crying that Krishna's feet are so soft and he refuses to wear shoes. Krishna told Yashoda that I'll only wear shoes if you give shoes to all my cows. And there were 900,000 cows. Because he was serving the cows, he should not have something more in the pastures. So she was just thinking, a pebble might touch his foot, what to speak of a thorn. But with those same soft, beautiful feet, Krishna crushed the head of Kaliya and completely demolished the body of Aristasura. So yes, Krishna killed many demons in Vrindavan. He only performed intimate loving leelas with his devotees. To the demons he slayed and gave them liberation in that form. But in Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest of all demons, Jagai and Madhai, they were so offensive. They were murderers, thieves, drunkards. It is explained that almost every word that came out of their mouth was unspeakable to a lady or a gentleman. Actually, when we tell the story of Jagai and Madhai, we have to really edit things. You don't even know what they said. Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Lochan Das Thakur, they will not say what they said. They just explained that almost every word was a horrible, insulting, filthy word. They were really nasty demons. But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda removed all of their offenses and gave them Krishna Prema. And right here, in Sri Mayapur Dham, Jagai and Madhai were dancing and singing with tears of love flowing from their eyes amongst the devotees. So yes, Vrindavan and Navadvip are non-different. Madhurya Dham, the most intimate sweetness of God's love is revealed in Vrindavan and Navadvip. But the special feature of Navadvip is even the most offensive persons. They are not killed, but their demoniac mentality is killed. And they are given entrance into the eternal nectarine rasas of Braj. Dina hina yata chilo harinamu dharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. And Lord Chaitanya has given that mercy along with Lord Nityananda through the chanting of the holy names. And the testimony is Jagai and Madhai. Paramakaruna pahundui jana nitai gaura chandra sabavatara tarasiromani kevala ananda kanda. These two brothers, Nitai Gaurachandra, are supremely kind. They are oceans of mercy. They are giving. They are giving Krishna Prema. Such an easy, wonderful process. just chanting, dancing and feasting. So this is the glory of Sri Navadvip Dham, which is considered to be the crest jewel of all holy places. Bhakti Ratnakar, as well as Navadvip Mahatmya and our acharyas, describe that Gaurmandala Bhumi is the large area where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees perform their intimate loving pastimes. It is like a 100-petal lotus flower. In the center is Navadvip. Navadvip has 9 islands, each one representing one of the 9 processes of devotional service by which one can achieve perfection by following carefully. Navadvip is like an 8-petal lotus. The world is Antardvip, and the very center of that world is the Yogapit, the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada considered Navadvip Dham to be the very center of the universe spiritually. Prabhupada explained his home was Vrindavan, his office was Bombay, where he did his work, and his place of worship was Sri Mayapur Dham. There is that famous saying when Prabhupada was in Gainesville, Florida. It took great effort to get there, actually. He had to take a plane to Atlanta, Georgia, then another plane to Tallahassee, and then he had to drive so many hours to get to Gainesville, a small college town. And Prabhupada began his lecture by saying, "Here we are, so very, in this remote corner of the earth, so far away from Sri Mayapur Dham." Now, for Americans, this was a very startling statement, because everybody knows in America Gainesville, Florida. The University of Florida is there. Very good university. They have good sporting events and everything like that. So, yes, every American knows Gainesville, Florida. But Mayapur? Prabhupada is telling the American people, "I have come to this remote corner of the earth, which is America, so far from Sri Mayapur Dham." So Prabhupada is saying that Mayapur is the real center of the universe. And the farther you go from Mayapur, the more obscure your existence becomes. But Srila Prabhupada, by his kindness, he took the spirit of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his very heart and soul. Lord Chaitanya established the Harinam Sankirtan movement here in Sri Mayapur. At the Chaitanya Math, it is called Brajapatan, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the pastimes of Braja, Vrindavan Dham. The Yogapita, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, is none different than Gokul Mahavan, the place where Krishna performed his beautiful childhood pastimes. And Sri Vasangam is the Rasa Stali. It is none different than the place where Krishna performs his Ras Lila with his gopi devotees. All the 12 forests of Braj Bhumi eternally are present within Sri Navadvip Dham. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna Prem through Krishna Nam to be spread throughout the world. Prithiviti Achyati Nagaradigram. And Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, he declares that in every town and village my name should be chanted. Through the name comes praying. And here, Nityananda Prabhu, he predicted that every town and village, Lord Chaitanya's name will be chanted. Lord Chaitanya expressed it as his desire. Bhakti Vinod Thakur from Godramdweep, he envisioned a beautiful spiritual city right here. It was his longing. His longing. He prayed, when will that day come when Americans and Europeans and Russians and Africans and Chinese and everyone comes together here in Sri Mayapur Dham chanting the holy names of the Lord. Forgetting all sectarian, egoistic differences. When our hearts are bound together with love, with the string of the holy name. That was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dream. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave his life and soul to fulfill that dream. And thus he established Gaudiya Math. And established the basis by spreading Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in such an extraordinary way through philosophy, through culture, through art, throughout India. 64 mats he established in just a few years. And he sent his devotees, his senior devotees, to the European continent. And on several occasions, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed our beloved A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to take this message to the world in the universal language of English. Srila Prabhupada did that. We know the wonderful story. Against all odds, he left India with nothing but the holy name of Krishna and faith in the word of his guru and his books. And today we see such a miracle. In just a few short years, people from all around. It's actually amazing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dream, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's prediction, is being fulfilled. We find here in India there are many very strong religious sects, but each one usually targets at its own type of people. Some are practically all Gujaratis. Some are practically all people from Karnataka. Yes? Others are practically all people from Uttar Pradesh. Some are practically all Biharis. But when you see the gathering of the Hare Krishna movement, it's astounding. We have Gujaratis dancing with Punjabis. It's very... And Sindhis. And you have people from Tamil Nadu dancing with Biharis. And we have Bengalis dancing with Maharashtrians. And we have Americans dancing with Germans. And we have British people dancing with Russians. And we have African people dancing with Indians. In America, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and these people, they really fought for civil rights, for the freedom of the black people, just so they would have equal rights. This was in the early 60s, yes? And it was a struggle. They were both murdered. They were killed for trying to unite blacks and whites. And Prabhupada comes, and in a matter of months, he has them dancing together and embracing one another in ecstatic love. That is the power of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. During the Panchatattva installation, there will be thousands and thousands of devotees from all over India and all over the world, as one body, one in their spirit of love and respect for one another, tied together through the string of Prabhupada's mercy, as they are dancing and singing together in praise of Krishna. And in our yatra today, there is, I can't count all of you right now, but I have heard almost 1,400 people are here. From various sects and communities and castes of India. And from nations and races from all over the world. It's actually incredible. India is always very much afraid that the Chinese are going to invade by coming across Himalayas. That's why they built those roads up to Badrinath. Not for the pilgrims, for the military. To prevent the Chinese from coming. But now, by Prabhupada's servant, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, now the Chinese are invading India to chant and dance in Sri Mayapur Dham. In love of God with the devotees. That is Srila Prabhupada's special miracle. And by his kindness, we are all here together in Sri Mayapur. Usually I give a lecture at the very beginning, but now I've come somewhere in the middle of the yatra. But I would like to very sincerely offer my heartfelt welcome to all of you to our Sri Mayapur Dham Parikrama, and pray that each and every one of you take very seriously this most blessed and precious opportunity. We're here for only about 2 weeks. Do not let a single moment pass unattended. The amount of spiritual progress you can make in the association of such devotees in such a supremely holy dham is multiplied thousands of times beyond performing the same activities elsewhere. Srila Prabhupada painstakingly created these places for us to come and be somewhat comfortable, to spiritually recharge us, so that when we go back to our place of service, our bhakti will be enriched with faith and with spiritual depth. That is our purpose for coming here. Every moment that we have here in the Holy Dham is more valuable than millions of crores of rupees. Now, if someone gave you 1,000,000 crores of rupees, you would probably be very careful not to lose it. Yes? But every moment here in Sri Mayapur Dham is unlimitedly more valuable than that. Do not lose a moment. Do not waste your time here. Austerities there will be. Externally, sometimes it appears that austerities are due to mismanagement. But internally, austerities are a blessing of Krishna. Because without tapasya, we don't really cry out for shelter. Tapo divyam putra kayena satvam. Human life is meant for tapasya. If we have this spirit, tapasya is bliss. If we have the proper attitude, we're happy. We're overjoyed, even in the face of great difficulties. Because we understand it's a blessing of God, of Krishna, and we are grateful. So let us take everything in a very positive way. And one of the austerities of this yatra is somehow or other eating, sleeping, bathing, traveling with 1,400 people. Somewhat of a tapasya. But it's glorious. It's what pleases Srila Prabhupada. It's what pleases Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So let us be glad. What will make the yatra most beautiful if we give up our selfish expectations of what we think we deserve and try to serve others. Try to give of ourselves to make others comfortable, to make others happy, and then you'll be happy. If you're expecting comforts and happiness for yourself, you'll be in anxiety because you're not going to get it here. But if you're really in that spirit of let me just serve and try to help others be comfortable, others happy, and try to enlighten other people by my example, then you will actually enter into the inner secrets of Sri Mayapur Dham. Today you went to Prodamaya Temple in Sri Navadvip. Prodamaya covers the conditioned souls from understanding what the Dham really is. To pierce within this covering, one has to have a spirit of unconditional selfless service. It is that service attitude which pierces the veil of Maya. It is through that service attitude that Krishna reveals the real treasures of the holy land of Sri Navadvipa Dham and Vrindavan Dham. So let us be in this mood of service. That means to be very patient, to be very tolerant. Trinadapi suniche na turorapa. Amani na manadena kirtaniya sada. Mayapur Dham is the place where the Lord has inaugurated Harinam Sankirtan. And He taught us this is the way to chant. Humility like grass, tolerance like tree, eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. And you will be very much tested over the next 2 weeks. But let us pray and let us perform the tapasya of acting with such humility, tolerance, and respect for others. And through this austerity, if we chant the holy name sincerely and open our hearts and our ears to attentively hear the Hari Katha and if we're praying in the spirit of beggars, begging for devotion, begging for mercy, begging for service, then yes, Sri Nityananda Prabhu will reveal the inner secret treasures of Sri Navadvipa to you. Let us be enthusiastic. Enthusiastic to hear and to chant and to serve and to worship the deities, the Vaishnavas, and all the very holy places we will be worth visiting. We don't go to see these holy places. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, do not try to see God. Try to serve God in such a way that He wants to see you. And these holy places are none different than the Lord. These holy places are the Lord's eternal lilasthans, place of pastimes. If you try to see these holy places with your eyes, you will be cheating yourself. We should try to worship these places with our hearts, to serve these places with the faith we receive by hearing from the great souls. We come to offer our prayers. That should be the spirit wherever we go. We should be prayerful. We should be enthusiastic to serve and to chant Harinam. And in this way, Sri Navadvipa Dham will reveal the inner treasures of love within your own heart. I thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. And it's kirtan. It's pretty early. Ramishani Goswamiji. Arivo. One of the leading pujaris of Nandagaon in Sri Prajapumi. Very, very happy.